the country station Goober 95.1. Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. This is Chris Schalk, and I'm Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture. I've got Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, Kristen Hildebrand, right here, ready to go on a frosty Monday morning. How are you?
I was going to say, it is chilly in the air,
it
for
is.
Sure.
There's a chill in the air, a little bit of winter, I think, maybe coming, late fall coming. But, you know, this time of year, folks kind of wrapping up the 2021 crop season.
They are.
And they're starting to make plans.
Yeah. So,
and you've got something coming up, right? That's going to help people make plans, or at least plant a seed. Oh, there's a thing. Plant a seed about what they want to do next year.
Exactly. And so this is in that season that we're in right now. Maybe you're kind of winding down most of your crops and kind of considering, or maybe looking towards other opportunities or other crops maybe to add on your farm to help diversify. And so I'm really glad to get the opportunity to talk about an upcoming event conference that we have. We're going to be offering it through the Warren County Extension Office, but anybody is welcome to attend because it's going to be offered virtual. I know that we've captured a lot of people virtually because it seems like that virtual platform via Zoom has helped to allow people to, you know, to be accessible to our programs, and this is a great way to do that. So, Chris, on November the 18th, which is on a Thursday, we are offering a virtual specialty crop conference. Now, if you don't know what specialty crop means, I'm just going to give you a basic definition. Specialty crop can really encompass like over, I think it says over 150 crop profiles. So specialty crop can mean things like fruits, vegetables. It can actually include nut trees, a lot of production of green plants, whether it be bedding plants, mums. It could be other house plants, things of that nature. But specialty crop kind of encompasses a lot of different things, so we kind of use it interchangeably. But this is a great way to learn maybe some other opportunities to make money on your farm with adding specialty crops to your farming operation. So we're really excited to be offering it this year. This is our second year for doing a specialty crop conference. Last year we had it in December. This year we're doing it in November on the 18th. But we're really excited to be bringing and showcasing some other resources as well as some other specialty crops that you can grow right here in Kentucky. So, Chris, I just kind of want to go through some of the crops that we're going to be touching on in the conference, and then we'll talk about the other details on how to get registered.
Okay.
So, first off, the morning sessions will basically just be in kind of a conference overview. We'll have also Dr. Cindy Finiseth with the Kentucky Hort Council. She's going to be talking in the morning about some of their resources that they can offer to Kentucky producers. So that'll be a good one to kind of open up the day with. And then following that, we'll have Josh Knight with the Center for Crop Diversification. He's going to be talking about specifically a lot of the resources offered through their department, which is really helpful because they offer quite a bit of crop profiles and they offer just a good bit of resources that can be helpful to a lot of our producers listening. So he'll follow Cindy, and then the afternoon session is going to be fun just for the fact that we're going to be breaking out into different breakout sessions that pertain to the grower and what they would like to hear about. So we have a fruit room or a fruit breakout room. And again, this is done virtually.
Yeah, and I'm laughing.
I know. I'm laughing too as I say it. But these breakout sessions are going to be neat, so you can pop in and out. So we'll have a section on growing raspberries. Following that, we'll have a section on growing watermelons from Travis Coleman with the Coleman Brothers. They have been a vendor with the Community Farmers Market here. And then we'll also have a section on growing strawberries. And then we'll also, later in the afternoon, we'll have a section on growing pumpkins with Brandon Bell, high tunnel crops to consider. If you're interested in doing maple syrup production, we have Greg Drake. And then we also have Steve Dolan from the Community Farmers Market talking about growing ginger and turmeric. So there's a lot of great, specialty crops that you can grow and hear from growers or experts in the field.
All right, Kristen, well, give you all a call to Warren County Extension Office, correct?
That's right.
All right, and y'all can get somebody registered and ready to go.
That's right. So get registered now, and then that way you'll have everything that you need for the November 18th deadline.
Okay. You see, you read my mind. I was going to ask you again one more time, but November 18th.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, folks, come back with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop, brought to you by our good friends down at Big Meadow Oil and Hobney Dine Reed and Farmers Regional Livestock Market. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.